Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And that is on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality, and now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, a very special guest here in studio, a great friend of the show, a lovely human being. Julie Larish is here, Belmont County, Hoof and Paw. How you doing this morning, Julie?
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, wait, this is Belmont Buzz. Hold on.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
All right, I'm sick of this. Honestly, the last hour with ACM Energy Services, because they're right next to Chaps.
Uh-huh.
So I played this and played. Is this still going on? Okay, it's not. All right, fine. But it is the Belmont Buzz. You are one of the great heroes in Belmont County when it comes to animals. Belmont County, Hoof and Paw, the work that you have done and continue to do over the years is amazing to me. I don't know how you do it, Julie. I really don't know how you do it. I mean, 'cause I'm not an animal person. I mean, I eat them, of course, but that's about my extent when it comes to loving them. It's like, you know, I love steak. I love bacon. I love veal. But the other stuff, you know, taking care of them and all the welfare is, I don't think so. But boy, you live for them. What? Let me ask you this before we even get to the fundraiser and all that. And by the way, Amber Bowen is not here, and she is your secretary treasurer type.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, she is.
Last few times that she was here, I think I made her very nervous. Is that why she's not here now?
No, she's actually dropping dogs off to get fixed down at Tiffany Dalesque.
All right. So it wasn't something that I did
no,
this time.
No, 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 no. She's level show up. She's going to try to get here.
All right. All right. That's good. So, why did you get started? Or how? Well, first off, you've got a Band-Aid on you. What the hell's going on with your arm? What is that?
Animals
bite you or something?
No, that's just a scratch.
From what?
It's hard to tell. Around the farm, I'm always scratching myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm.
You don't have some disease that I could get or anything?
No,
you better not.
No, I got allergies. You want those?
No, I don't want anything from you. I like you. I don't like you that much. Anyway, so why did you ever get started? How did you ever get started taking care of animals, wanting to rescue animals and take care of them, and especially the big ones, Hoof and Paw? I mean, geez.
Yeah, it's something. It's a personal thing for me because.
Why?
In 1995, I was in a very bad domestic dispute. For 10 years, I had a guy that just beat on me constantly. Well,
it wasn't a dispute. You were a victim of
domestic
violence.
I was a victim
violence.
For 10 years.
Oh,
for 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah. The last time he beat me was in 1995, where he paralyzed both my legs. And it took one leg came back right away, the other leg that I've had skin paralysis in it ever since I got it back. But I picked up, I walked away, but that night that he about killed me, I prayed to God to say, you get me out of this alive, and I will take my son out of this, and I will never watch another animal or child be beaten. So God got me out of it. He dropped to his knees. That guy dropped to his knees in the middle of my kitchen and started crying, like instantly.
The guy
that had the phone cord wrapped around my throat, choking me.
Was that your boyfriend or your husband? Or?
He was my live-in boyfriend.
10 years of this?
10 years. This is the scar from where he tried to cut my eyes out. This arm's been broke. The ankle's been broke. Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What happened now?
When I prayed to God, I remember saying, please, dear Lord, out loud, and he said, say your prayers, and then after I'm done with you, I'm going back the hall, which means he was going to kill my son. He held my son hostage for 3 days after that, just so, like, he didn't go to school for 3 days, because he was afraid I was going to call the cops on him. So I played my cards right, and I picked up all my stuff, I walked out the door, and I never looked back. But I also never allowed another child or another animal go bad ever since that day.
He got on his knees?
He got on his knees. Like, instantly, when I said, please, dear Lord, and he said that, I prayed harder, and I opened my eyes, and it was like the phone cord, because I was going tunnel vision. I really was. I was going out. I knew he was going to kill me.
He was strangling you?
Yeah, he was strangling me with the phone cord, because he thought I wanted to call the cops, yeah.
He got to his knees then?
He dropped to his knees and started crying. Yeah.
But then he still held your hunts. Are your son hostage?
Yeah, he held my son hostage for 3 days to make sure I came home every night, make sure I did not run from him.
Where is he now? In prison?
No. No, he lives in the exact same house that we lived in the day he did that.
With another woman?
No. Actually, uniquely, he lost his right leg that stayed paralyzed on me for years. He lost his right leg due to a medical illness, and he did that when I came back 13 years ago. God gives you a window to karma. He really does. The day they took his leg was like a reminder of my leg and what happened to my leg. And it's like, I can't. The thing is, and people ask me all the time, do you hate him? No, I don't. I don't hate him. I don't like him. He's indifferent in my life. Because if I hate him, it takes my energy. If I like him, I'm crazy. So he's indifferent. He's just another individual out there in life that's finding his own way. And I just simply cut my ties with him. That's all.
His leg is now gone.
His leg is now gone.
I can't even wrap my mind around what you just said live on this show. Yeah. I can't even wrap my mind around this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's why I do the animal rescue. It's not, and people, I was made fun of on Facebook because of my connection with God. Like, well, some I don't
of these,
care.
Some of these, we're talking about the psycho Sanderson sisters. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
God.
So you know,
don't,
you can
don't
make,
get me started with that.
You can make fun of me all you want. It's my personal journey.
Yeah.
It's who I am. It's what made me who I am. Do I hate anybody in my past? No. Do I want to change anything in my past? No. Because it made me who I am today. I'm a strong individual. I'm a survivor. I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor.
Indeed you are, dear woman. Indeed. Indeed you are. What's the first animal you saved?
Oh, my gosh. That was 1995. Horses.
Really? What was wrong with the horse or the horses?
I had one that absolutely was down to skin and bones.
Where'd you find him?
In Idaho, believe it or not. In Idaho, couldn't touch her feet. That was her biggest thing. You could not touch her feet. Something happened in her previous life that you could not pick her feet up. And I worked with her, worked with her, worked with her. Now, to get the farrier to do it, we had to sedate her. But I was able to pick her feet up and actually pick them out and do everything. But it took me probably close to a year to get her sound on that part of it.
Weren't you afraid of her kicking you or biting you?
No. No. No, I'm not. No. I got 23 horses right now. The only time I get afraid is when they all start going off at one time. But I'm their leader. So when I go in there, and even though I'm a smaller person, I have a very, very, very extremely loud voice. Ask any of my neighbors.
Yeah.
When I'm out there with, like, 4th of July and the fireworks are going off and the horses are running from one end of the property to the other, I go out there, I call them in, and my loud voice, and then I slowly bring my voice down to the normal, and their nerves all slowly calm down to the normal.
You're a horse whisperer?
So they say. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love horses. I mean, I'm connected to horses really, really, really well.
My God, I didn't know. How many times have I had you on here in the studio, and I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So this first horse, did you give it a name?
Well, her original name was Pay a Million, or no. Yeah, Pay a Million. And I sort of named her, we called her Millie. But anyway, I said, yeah, it's more like Cost a Million, but... Yeah, her name was Pay a Million. That was her paper name.
Good question. The costs involved with taking care of animals, especially larger ones like here in Belmont County, I've got to believe is really prohibitive, even for one large animal.
Well, it is. Last year, because of the drought, we paid over $12,000 in hay bales.
For how many?
27 horses.
How much does it cost to take care of one horse? Between the veterinarian and the farrier, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
the
guy farrier.
With the shoes, the horse shoes?
Your farrier runs you every other month. It runs you under most farrier costs are $50 to $75 per horse to do their to trim their feet.
And every other month they have to trim
Every other month you have to trim their feet.
Because they're toenails, essentially, right? They're running on their toes.
Yeah. You got to keep them cut down because if you don't, they flare out, they crack. You lose a horse's hoof, you might as well put your horse down. Because they can't walk.
Veterinarians cost how much? For a veterinarian to come out? You can't drive to the veterinarian and say, here's the horse,
you
right?
can't. You can. I have actually done that with Doc Kemp. Have one with Doc Kemp, he's now retiring. But there have been times I've thrown one on the trailer. I have an emergency. I need to get it. If he's at the sale barn on Saturday, I throw the horse on the trailer. I take the horse to him.
What does it cost?
Your farm call is usually around $50 to $75. That's just to get the vet on your property. And then after that, any other costs. We just had a donkey gelded. It cost me almost $300, a little over $300.
You had to have someone cut off its private parts?
Yes.
You couldn't just do it with a hedge trimmer?
No. And you have to put them asleep, and you have to put them down, and you got to make sure they don't get up, and yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
So how many animals you're taking care of now? No, there are all the animals that you just mentioned on your ranch or your farm, your property, are they all rescues? Or?
No, some of them are my own herd. I have quite a few. I have a couple boarded horses, but most of them are mine. And here's the thing, people adopt from us. And then they're like, Julie, can I board here? So even though they come in as a rescue, I end up with them because somebody wants to board with me. Yeah.
So I could adopt a horse. not that I ever will, believe me. But if I were that crazy, I could go to you and say, I want to adopt a horse and I want a secretariat or something, if you have a secretariat, or this other horse here. And What does that mean? I pay you some money to take care of my horse, right?
If you board it with me, you pay for a field, what I call a field board. So we put them in the field. You can come pull them out anytime. You can come take it anywhere. We provide all the hay. If you want extra supplements or something, then you're required to buy the extra supplements.
Okay. How many people do that?
Right now I have 4 or 5 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it mostly, what? Okay, help me understand. When my kid was very young, I mean, she's an adult now, mm-hmm. but when she was very young, she and a lot of her friends, there's something about little girls and horses. You're smiling. Yeah. I was amazed. Her first horse was a little pony type thing called Hershey. And then she was a half owner of another horse called Jeffrey, half owner. I guess they do that. Mm-hmm. And she was taking care of the horse and getting riding lessons and all of that kind of stuff. And when I was there looking at this, the place was just filled with little girls.
Yeah.
Little girls. What the hell is it with, not hell, but what is it with little girls and giant big horses? What is this?
Let me ask you something. Your daughter's very independent, correct? Now,
oh, I guess okay. You could say that.
The thing about, you got to think of it this way. You're a little girl. You have 1,200 pounds that you take care of. You have 1,200 pounds that you direct where you want it to go. There's 1,200 pounds with a brain that can do anything you want, but you control that horse. I always ask my kids when they come in to learn to ride, who's in control, you or the horse? And I should never hear the horse. I should always hear me. I'm in control. And that builds for women, especially young girls, that builds them to, in their life, I'm in control.
But why not little boys too? Because the same has got to apply for little boys.
We've got a few little
but
boys.
But it's mostly
little girls.
So what is it about little girls with the big horses as opposed to the little boys? Because it should be 50-50.
Right.
But it's not.
No.
So what's the magic, what's the secret sauce? What is the magic ingredient here with these little girls these big horses?
I don't know. I've always been a horse lover ever since I was a little girl.
Isn't that amazing?
It's just something big that I can control, you know, that's my life and I can love it. And here's what we used to use our horses a lot for therapy. And in the mental health side of things for therapy.
I want you to hold that thought. Okay. We have a hard break coming up, and mental health and horses, very, very interesting. And I also want to get to the fundraiser here, because mm-hmm. you do great work in Belmont County. I mean, everybody in Belmont County should love you for all the work that you do when you are so selfless and you're raising money here for a good cause. We had you on when that comic was here. And,
yeah.
You raised, how much money did you raise?
It was over $1,000.
No way.
Yeah.
$1,000? Mm-hmm. I had him on and we talked it up and all that. I don't want to mm-hmm. take all the credit for that. I mean, I'm sure, you know, Stacy deserves some, but that's fantastic.
Yes.
That is great. That is he's actually sounded pretty good. Yeah, you gonna bring him back?
Yes, we are. Yeah,
okay.
We are.
He was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'd interview him again and, you know, help you make more money. I think that is great. Very special guest, Belmont Buzz, Julie Larish, Belmont County, Hoof and Paw. And she needs your help so she can help some of these animals in Belmont County, especially the larger ones that don't have a whole lot of champions. But they have one right here in my studio right now. You can also see the show, the Facebook Live stream. Go there, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local.